What's going on? I'm Robert Wells. Per request from my friend Dr. Parker, he asked me to talk about which NBA head coaches would be a great fit for which teams. A lot of head coaches have been hired recently, but one that stands out to me the most is Doc Rivers. To me, Doc Rivers would be a great fit for any team. Yes, he would. He's from Chicago, Illinois, just like Dr. Parker is from. Also, Doc Rivers is a Maywood, Illinois native as well. As a player in the NBA, he played 13 seasons, and the first 8 years was with the Atlanta Hawks, and he remains their all-time leader in assists with 3,866. And I remember Doc Rivers when he was on the New York Knicks during the 90s against Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. I didn't like him back then, but I still was a fan of his when he left the New York Knicks. And when you leave the Knicks, I was a fan of yours. So the Bulls-Knicks rivalry was intense, especially with John Starks. That's a whole nother subject. I'm just going to stick with Doc Rivers, okay? As a head coach, he won the NBA Coach of the Year in 2000, and he won the NBA Championship with the Boston Celtics in 2008. He's a three-time NBA All-Star Game head coach in 2008, 2011, and 2021, and he's a top 15 coaches in NBA history. I don't understand why he's not an NBA coach right now. I just don't understand. Honestly, in my opinion, the Philadelphia 76ers will regret for firing Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers should have never been fired, but he brings so much experience to any franchise as a head coach. So if he doesn't coach next season, maybe he'll coach after the 2023 NBA season. We shall see. Another request from my Uncle Ronnie. I love you, Uncle Ronnie. Which teams changed their names? That's a long list, but I'll just give you a few. In 2020, the Washington Redskins changed their name to the Washington Football Team in the NFL. Then in 2022, the Washington Football Team changed their name to the Washington Commanders. I still think of their old name, the Washington Redskins, but I'm glad they changed it to the Washington Commanders. The Washington Commanders stand out. Yes, it does, and it's better. Yes, it is. In Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Indians changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians. Oh, in 2021. That name is catchy. It caught my attention, so I like that name. I'm still getting used to it, but I like it. I think in the near future, teams will change their name in any sport. I really believe that. I told y'all before, if y'all want me to talk about something per request, don't be shy and ask me, and I'll talk about it. What's up? And finally, the 2023 NBA Finals is still going on, but for how long, though? The Denver Nuggets lead the series against the Miami Heat 2-1. Game 4 is tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Miami on ABC and ESPN2. I was talking with my brother-in-law, Connell, about Game 1, and I thought the Denver Nuggets would have swept the Miami Heat earlier this week. He thought the same thing, too. But he's still going with the Denver Nuggets to win it all, but in Game 6. My dad thinks it's anyone's series. I still want the Miami Heat to win because you already know why, because of Jimmy Butler. So it's anyone's series, like my dad said, but I'm going with the Heat. So what do y'all think? Who would be in the NBA Finals? How will it end? Will it end in Game 5, Game 6, or Game 7? Hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos on Cross Sports. And leave your comments down below so I can post your comments on Cross Sports. It's another way to communicate with me. What's good? You got something to say? Leave a comment down below, but keep it clean. Yeah, keep it clean. Yeah, you can be negative, but keep it clean. If there's something you want me to talk about next time, don't be shy and let me know, and I'll talk about it like I said earlier. And we'll do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. Thank you all for watching and listening. Talk to you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.